This one's going to be more skit-based than normal. You guys are going to get excited.
Yeah, I think so. Let's play a PSA. You guys know the one. It's time. I'm talking to like four people. Okay.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Forgot to turn it back on again.
You think that works? Because I feel like I've myself sang that song 100 times, never went to an FCA event after I was a freshman, went to one of those.
I don't be going to anything. Okay.
All right. So let's do a little setup, all right?
Yeah, we'll come back. Video Game Donkey talked about the slickness of Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Okay,
this
okay.
One of my favorite videos.
All right. Focus.
Sorry. Okay, so
we're going to come back for the rest of the show like characters, and it's going to be a story about the today's theme is the NFL.
Yes.
And the stories are going to be rookies, old people who are in the NFL, and they're each going to choose a song that they would walk out to.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversations before that are going to be deeply human stories.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes. And every once in a while, we will be back to rate the songs. And our ratings of the song is going to be how well the player performed.
Yes, yes.
During their career.
There's
or their
some
season.
Good ones and there's some bad ones.
Yeah, there most definitely will be a little bit of both during this episode.
Yeah. Do you want to? Can you get up the soundboard and cue us in with the NFL song? You think? You think that's possible?
Wait. Yeah.
It should be bookmarked.
Wait.
Or, yeah. You can play it.
Instant sound effect button.
Ah.
Perfect. You are listening to... Wait, so who's...
Wait, we're going to play it one more time, and we're going to figure it out. Hey, how you doing, kiddo?
My name is Geoff Heron.
Your name is Geoff Heron?
Geoff Heron.
Well, I'm Goobs McGee.
Are you
what have you done? What
have
you done? I'm the head coach. I'm the head coach of the Giants, okay? What do you want? You look good, son.
I'm going to play ball real good for you. I promise, sir. I done diddly play. I pick up that ball. I toss that pigskin around. You know,
Son, let me tell you something, all right? Let me tell you something real important. Whenever you're playing on the field, I feel you're going to be a star, all right? Let me just get that out the way. I feel like you got the looks. You got the charm. You're going to be a star. You got the long, flowy hair.
You really think so, mister?
Yeah. And I think that's amazing for you, all right? You fought to get here, and now... Oh, God. I went Southern. You fought to get here, and now you're here, huh? But you got to have a walkout song, you hear me?
A walkout song? What is that?
What's the difference between... Fuck. What the... God damn it.
Really
I done. I got to, like, get back into it.
It's like we keep wanting to do the same thing.
There's a difference, all right? There's a big difference between, you know... Your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's and your nobodies, all right? He came out. He didn't have a walkout song. And he plays basketball. He came out, and people knew him. God damn it. I keep going Southern. Okay, wait. Should I be Southern?
Let's just both be Southern. Okay. Let's both be Southern for this.
And people knew him, all right? Michael Jordan, we don't know him just because he's the best player. We know him because... He had the Jordans on.
He did have them Don Diddley Jordans.
He had them fresh white Jordan 1s on. You need to have your trademark. And usually, you know, in football, that starts with your walkout song. You're going to come out on the field, and the crowd is going to be roaring, right? They're going to be screaming and shouting and hooting and hollering. And you're going to look out, and you're only going to see one person, and that's going to be your mom. Right on the other side of the field, she's the coach of the opposite team. And you're gonna know in that moment that you need something to drown it all out, drown out the crowd, drown out all the pressure. And that's going to be your walkout song, the song that defines you. It's the most beautiful song in the NFL. And any footballer worth his muster is going to be playing to his walkout song. It's going to be his homage every time he comes out on the field. Life, death, all of it's in football, I'm telling you. And the life of football is the songs that we listen to when we're playing. And the death of football is when you start dating Taylor Swift.
You really mean it? I could be a Kelsey one day?
Oh, yeah, son. You could be a Kelsey. I can see it in you. We could all be Kelseys. Anyways, let's change our name back to the Redskins. I'm tired of this. I don't want to do this no more.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
So what do you say, son? What's your song going to be?
I'm going to choose Heart of Leaf Clover by All Nine Hills.
What did you just say?
I'm going to choose All Nine Hills, Heart of Leaf Clover. Oh, no, Bob Clark.
Hey, assistant coach, do we have somebody? I think this kid's got CTE already.
I'm gonna play Four Leaf Clover. My All 97s is my walkout song.
All right, sonny, play that song.
All right, okay. This is my first game. I'm a rookie.
All right, well, may that young boy rest in peace. He died right on the field on the first day there.
He came out with a lot of anger. He came out with a lot of anger on that field. He was very angry when he stepped out on that field and ran headfirst into the goalpost, and his helmet fell off, and so did his head.
Yes. Well, you know, whatever. That song fucking sucked anyway. No, it was a good song. It just wasn't very NFL. Now, all right, we're back. Normal people are back. This next one is going to be a little more dramatic, all right? The story behind this is a washed-up an ex-NFL Hall of Famer who got kicked out for saying something very homophobic. And Griffin's going to be the reporter who's asking me questions, and I'm going to be the ex-athlete.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Sir, what do you have to say about the NFL re-signing your contract even after saying that thing that being gay was a sin?
You know, I'm realizing all of this backlash, I just made a huge mistake, and I really have been thinking about it a lot.
Do you think you are thinking about it a lot because you genuinely feel bad or because you got caught?
I'm realizing something really, really, really crazy about myself. You know, I said that all homos should burn in hell, but I'm realizing that after a lot of soul searching and talking to my priest at my church, that actually the Lord might have a way for me. And so today, you know, I have the priest with me over here. I want to propose to him because I am, in fact, a butt muncher. I'm a booty squirter, man. I just gotta say it. All right.
Oh my god.
I'm a dildo destroying.
That is the worst. You're saying the worst. The worst things I've heard in my entire life.
Sir, all right. That is.
I'm a cream cleaner, man, and I just wanna.
I just lost my reporting job because of the words you said live on air, pal.
And I wanna, you know, I'm signing a new contract with the Washington Gaymanders. They fired the coach who wanted to make it the Redskins, and they put in RuPaul, and now it's the Washington Gaymanders. And so this song is not only my walkout, but it's my proposal to my priest from my church who I'm gay for. And this song is just how I'm gonna glaze you like a honey bun, honey.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Play the song. Trump, Tammy. That little Cole. Okay. Hey, K-Wayne. She's sweeter than a honey bun. I'ma call her honey bun. I've been looking for you.
Just like you, you my type, boo. Damn, I think I like you. I do. You from another universe. You not from planet Earth. Cause I've been single and mingling, and I still ain't find nobody similar. Man, where she at? Cause I'm missing her. I hit it, but I ain't quitting her. My ass hating on the low, she trying to get to her. I made a wish for her. Is it her? Cause I'm sipping syrup, and my vision blurred. I'ma call her honey bun. I've been looking for you. Baby, where you from? She called me Haitian Fresh. I follow the steps, call it blue clues. Cause I was trying to find you, but I didn't have a clue. Jaguar XL when I ride through. Searching in my GPS so I could find you. Where the hell you been?
you a goddess. I'm a project, baby, I'm just being honest. Flow sick, so sick, make you vomit. I can't catch no feelings, baby, I'ma drop it.
Oops. I did not.
Turn the
do
cameras
that.
Off! Turn the cameras off! It was terrible to see how, what was his name? Terrence Longhorn. It was terrible to see how that happened, Terrence Longhorn.
I'm here with, wait, ready? Hold on. Breaking news out in the NFL field. Terrence Longhorn's horn gets broken right out there on the field. He got tackled by a linebacker, and, you know, while he was partially erect, it snapped in half, that bad boy. And so, on top of the injury and the healing, it's been revealed that he is divorcing his priest gay husband. So his priest gay husband may return to being an OnlyFans Christian model. Anyways, another story for you. We have a Irish cop feud that we are cutting to right now. All right, this is the next one.
Ahoy, man. I'm from Glasgow. I didn't mean to get here. This is terrible. I can't do it. Oh, my God. I'm from Ireland.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't mean to do anything of that sort.
Sir, do you know that you, after running onto the field thinking that it was a game of footy, killed Josh Allen?
I didn't mean to. He...
This is just keep going.
I didn't mean to. He was real. I didn't mean to.
Do you want
to
be a pirate?
Oi, I didn't mean to. I meant to do the game of footy. I'm from Ireland.
You Irish witch. Pirate, you. you just went on the field and just tackled Josh Allen. And you know, his tiny little head got crushed under your huge pirate hat. Your huge Irish pirate hat.
I tried to slide tackle him, you know. My hook just got caught on his helmet, and his helmet fell right off.
Well, I hate to say it, but you are under arrest. Wait, now we're going to get in the car ready. All right, buddy, now that you're under arrest, I'm going to take you to the station. I'm going to process you. Any songs you want to play or anything?
Ahoy, matey!
He's thinking about something.
I'm thinking about the song I would like to play. I have changed my mind.
Yeah, now that you're a pirate. All right, what song do you want to play, buddy?
I am a pirate. I would like you to play Waving My Dick in the Wind by Ween.
Okay, all
Ahoy.
Right.
Ahoy!
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop.
If I make it through the night, everything will be alright.
He was never released and died in jail 2 days after.
You know, technically what happened is he did get released for about 4 minutes, and then he took his penis out of his pants, started waving it in the wind, and then they arrested him again.
And then he got scurvy.
In jail.
In jail.
It was that easy.
Yeah, he was in tough shape. A lot of fatalities. A lot of fatalities here.
Anyways, this next story... Oh, my God. This next story is about the fattest quarterback. Not linebacker. This was a quarterback to ever live. And he was being coached, quite ironically, by the smallest football coach to ever be in the NFL. And it was quite an interaction. So, you know, we're going to cut to that very, very soon. Yeah. All right.
What the hell were you doing out there?
Dope. I don't know. What was I doing out there?
You need to be running faster than that.
I can't run, coach. I can only walk because I'm so big.
You need to get smaller and run faster than that.
If you keep talking like that, I'm going to turn you into a burger and I'm going to eat you.
You need to run faster than that.
Stop. Stop saying that. No, I'll never run faster. I want
to
eat chicken and lie down.
You need to run a lot faster than that.
I'm the world's fattest quarterback. You need to let me live, dude. I'm not going to get any skinnier than this.
You need to run faster, and you need to roll on the field really fast.
You know why they call me Big Iron, buddy? You know why they call me Big Iron? Because I'm big, and I'm heavy, and I have an iron deficiency.
You squashed Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to eat him. I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat Travis Kelce. And then I'm gonna sit down on the field and do a big old fart. I'm 900 pounds, bro.
You eat me, you won't even gain any pounds. I'm 2 ounces. I'm 0 calories. I'm a little mouse coach. You need to lose weight so you can run faster and throw the ball further.
No, you're the little mouse coach and I'm the big elephant player. And you're never gonna get me this time.
Stop rolling around on the field.
I can't walk. I can only roll. I'm so big.
The refs can't tell when you're up or not. We keep getting 5-yard penalties. You keep rolling.
All right. Play Big Iron. This is too much.
To the town of Alfrio rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks. Folks around him didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
After the song came out, after the song played, and the NFL, the world's biggest, fattest quarterback, ate the world's tiniest coach, who was his coach, because he didn't like how he played.
None of the players could tell because he was too small, and the biggest guy ever didn't.
Couple people listening right now. Shout out my girlfriend. Love you.
Shout out my girlfriend.
Shout out Griffin's girlfriend.
I also love
She's
you.
Awesome. And shout out to Daphna. She was in here. We used her Spotify to make an entire episode. It was awesome.
No, I downloaded viruses onto her account.
Anyways, this next bit is going to be... So the news has just broken that an Instagram model and a football player are dating. And they're having a very nice interview.
Mm-hmm.
Until things get kind of crazy. But the interview starts very normal. You guys are going to love this. And here we go. Hey, guys. Welcome in. This is CNN. We're reporting live. Right off the field, and something has just broken. There's a story about a new couple on the field. This is Jim McFingleberry.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend, Tana Donja. Hi. Oh, my God. It's so great to be here. It's so good to finally go public with my boyfriend. He's so amazing, and we spend so much time together. Yeah, Tim McDinglewingle, you got anything to say?
Mwah.
Okay. Yes, he's very lovey-dovey. He totally is. He's so sweet.
Mwah.
Babe, you want to tell them that story about the shoes? About the shoes? Remember the story about the shoes?
I don't want to talk about that!
All right. Sorry about that,
buddy. Love you.
Of course. I love you too, baby. You're so wonderful to me. He's so big and strong, and he plays in the NFL. Yeah, of course. I wanted to ask, Tim. You got any stories from the field?
I don't want to talk about that.
You don't have anything you want to say about the
Shut
field?
Up!
All right. Sorry about that, buddy. But yeah, so any plans? Any plans after the interview, after the game today? I know that Tim's going to do great on the field. Anything you want to say, Tana Mangum?
Can I go kiss my girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean, we're probably going to go hang out, go on a nice date. It's going to be super beautiful. Oh, that's amazing for you guys. And Tim, have good luck. Good luck. Have a good game out there. Have a good game out there. I don't think he wants to talk to you anymore. All right.
You're right.
And here's the walkout song.
Why does it suck on me? Why does it suck on me? Why does it suck on me? A pussy was my hoodie. Everything's wet and dry. Can't bring myself to try.
I'm gonna
found it. It was the football player was actually found dead.
they keep dying.
Shot to death by his girlfriend.
Yeah,
with a laser gun.
His girlfriend realized that he was actually super duper pooper annoying.
He died instantly though. And it was instant death, no pain. Instant death.
The best part is she just sniped him right off the field halfway through the game.
he was about to get a touchdown too.
Fourth down, mm-hmm. Like this guy was like. Of 7 inches away from the end zone.
That was Travis Kelce. It was Travis Kelce that happened to.
That's exactly how I perceive
that. He was sick
of
running across the field like a gorilla.
Don't. Well, yeah, you could say that. He's white.
Yeah.
Sure. This next one is for all you geese fans out there.
the worst way to start a sentence ever.
This is if geese was the actually yeah
okay
sorry we had to set up the whole thing, but this is we mic'd up geese and somehow Cameron Winters was playing four positions on three teams,
mm-hmm.
And this is him playing on both the Dolphins and the Jets against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the mics between them.
There's a horse on my back.
Football takes miles. Football takes years.
You can be quarterback. You can be quarterback. Just pass to me.
I've met quarterbacks so deep underground, they sit on Joe Burrow's throat.
You don't like running away from the defense.
There's a ball in my hands. All right, I don't know how much more of this we can do. Football will be revealed.
Oh,
I don't know, dude.
My God,
this
dude.
This is what all millennials find funny.
Ball is real. Ball is real. I'm not balling this time. Ball is actually real. I'm not balling this time.
I don't know the words to Demoto or whatever. I see myself on the field. I see myself on the field.
New York City beat the Giants.
Okay, this is how we're playing 35 songs, dude.
It's the worst.
Unbearable.
Every bit
is unbearable in 10-second song.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
And we did this so we could play the Baby cover by Geese. So.
It was on YouTube recommended. All right,
here comes this, I guess.
You know you love me, I know you care. Just shout whenever, and I'll be there. You are my love, you are my heart. We will never, ever, ever be apart. Are we an item? Girl, quit playing. We're just friends. What are you saying? Said there's another, and look right in my eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time. And I was like, baby, baby. Just can't believe my first love will be around her. When I was 13, I had my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us or could ever come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She made my heart pound, skipped a beat when I saw her on the street and at school on the playground. But I really want to see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazed.
We'll be right back. Yeah, so after Cameron Winters walked out to that song, he actually turned to dust because he was no longer in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just what happens, unfortunately. To all my real NFL fans out there, it should be pretty clear by now that we don't know that much about football.
Hey.
We just love the idea of football. Oh. Dance monkey, dance monkey, dance
no,
monkey.
No, I would never play
Dude, that's
though.
The worst. I hate
I
that
hate
song.
I hate that song so much. I hate it so much.
Also seems a little bit like, what do you mean dance monkey? One time I saw like this like very young white girl dancing to Dance Monkey on TikTok. And in my head I went, you know, you are technically a dance monkey. You're dancing on my screen. And I could only think that because she was white. Otherwise, it would have been racist.
So the next bit has to do with Joe Rogan talking to the most recent MVP quarterback.
And this is
newly
like,
appointed player.
Okay, important distinction here. This one, he's actually it's funny because he's an actual like monkey, like the player is a monkey, and Joe Rogan's not going to notice. This isn't like a weird racist thing or anything. Like we're doing this as imagine like just an ape, like truly like a bonobo or like a monkey with like the crazy red butt, just sitting on a Joe Rogan chair in a jersey, screaming at Joe Rogan, and that's kind of the bit. Yeah, we can't be like I don't want to be. I don't know. Yeah, just had to say that to make sure that we were all on the same page together.
Yes.
Anyways, I have to turn into Joe Rogan, and I don't know how to do that.
I can't think of what his voice sounds like.
Hey, I'm Joe Rogan.
So what do you think? What do you think about all this anti-vax stuff? You know. Yeah, man, me too. I really do think that there's something to be said there. Like vaccines are so suspicious, you know. Exactly, bro. Like, how do I know that, like... Audio listeners, love you to death. The chimpanzee just threw poop at me. Joe Rogan, however, is unfazed. Damn, dude. How much protein you think this has got? Hey, Jamie, you want to pull up a clip of that? He's talking about when Donald Trump had that toilet paper on his ankle. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I thought it was pretty relatable too, bro. Like, that happens to me sometimes. So, yeah, you excited to play in the Banana Cup next week? Alright, no comment, bro, I guess. That's pretty cool, dude. So what would you say is your feelings on Jalen Hurts, you know, your number one competition? Audio listeners, love you to death. The chimpanzee just pulled off Joe Rogan's nose. He's still unfazed. Yeah. Yeah, dude. So you think you're going to have a good second season? I know your rookie career was pretty crazy. Audio listeners, love you to death. The chimpanzee is throwing more poop at Joe Rogan. I think this one might have translated a little better as a video of some sort.
I do believe the same thing that you are saying.
Wow, this monkey is very British, man.
This monkey is very smart.
This monkey is British for an amazing reason. Anyways.
This man is purple for a great reason.
This is the song that somebody would listen to if they were an ape.
Yes. Man.
other or just hanging out masturbating. All in society will be a nothing thing. 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 Bring your child.
In Japan. Someone's head is cut off in an office. The staff do a great job of cleaning. The area is marked off and covered in plastic. And then a crew shows up and moves the furniture, which is meticulously cleaned, while the old carpet is quickly removed and a new carpet is installed. Very quickly. Everything is put back to normal. Everyone is quite pleased with themselves. They kept their cool. A stressful situation. It's been a good day. It's been a good day.
Anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed that episode.
Yeah. It was a good day. I actually went to all my classes today.
Yeah.
Usually, I mean, a lot of them I've skipped a little bit because they haven't been huge. Like, sometimes a lot of my lecturers aren't so great. But today I went to all of them just because I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to all my classes today. And I did. Dude, I did a little bit of work, not that much.
I got such a horrible grade on this midterm, but I'm so home stretched that I kind of don't care, which
I
is
feel
bad.
That.
My GPA is like low, but like I did the math. If I got all A's this semester, it would not change my GPA by like a full it wouldn't go from a 0.2 to a 0.3. It would just stay at a 0.2. So it's like, whatever, dude.
I'm kind of the same way. Like, I feel like I have enough padding to the point where, like...
Don't you have a 4?
Hell no. I have, like, a 3.8, 3.7.
Same thing.
It's not going to change that much. I don't know for sure, but I think I did terrible in this one midterm. And that was kind of stressing me out for a little bit. I get the results on Friday, so we'll see if my suspicions are correct. But, We had a like a pop quiz in one of my classes yesterday. Wow. First time that has ever happened in all of college for me. And it was only true and false questions. And you want to guess what the class average was?
What?
40%. Below what just guessing would get you.
That's genius.
That is how bad the teacher is. And you know what, including absences, the average was?
What?
20%.
Whoa, so the 40% was not including all the people who were absent?
Nope.
Wow.
That was just people who were there.
So that means that the teacher is worse at teaching than, like, the teacher, it's like, you're not bad at teaching, you're de-teaching. You're teaching a new skill in which, you're taking away information that a person would have about a specific subject. It's genius.
Yeah. It's actually, like...
I mean, who knew you could do that?
Yeah. And which, I mean, he's a decently nice guy. He weirdly... Like he has some weird hostility towards this one kid in the class. But with everyone else, I mean, he's been relatively normal. But he...
That is insane.
Like, the email against... the email that he sent out right after the class...
If you're named Brayden, please shut up before I kill you with a hammer. You know, and here's the thing I always think about. What if those two were dating and they broke up?
I never thought about it like that.
I think about that all the time. I think about, you know, first of all, how common is it for a professor to be dating a student? Because apparently it happens all the time. And second of all, how many of those end up in breakups and then the kid fails the class? You know what I mean?
This is fair. This is fair. Yeah, it's okay. Today's pop quiz has been graded. Average was 2.82 out of 10. If we eliminate those who are absent, the average was 4.6 out of 10. Grades have been entered into the grade book. That was all he said. Their pop quizzes is not even on the like syllabus for the class. Like, I think he must have just done it because he was like, I want to see what's going on. And then he put the grade in too. Just messed up. 10 points.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah. Not my favorite, but not every teacher can be your favorite.
Yeah. For all of the people that we know in real life, 8 people come into our 8 teammates on our flag football team tomorrow, so we're going to be benched for a little while. It's not going to be just straight clips. So, you know, if we lose any points, it's probably cuz I wasn't on the field. Hey.
This is true fact. Yes. What so far we have 8 likes on that message. So, someone will be benched for some point at least. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah, well, it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever.
We can switch out each quarter, I guess.
Yeah, that's why we're doing... We're kind of... Seemingly everybody I know is kind of playing more football or just throwing the pigskin around. Maybe it's because it's getting cold. Maybe it's because all my friends are white now. I don't know what happened to me. But, yeah, it's getting... Like, everybody I know is like, yeah, I've been playing football. It's like, what do you guys... Never in my life have I ever played football or talked about playing football as much as I have for the last 3 weeks. Yeah.
To be fair, we're not hugely far off. I definitely grew up like watching football and like I understand the rules generally. Yeah. I'd say the majority, and I mean I still enjoy watching football and can understand stuff like that. Definitely was more of a football watcher than a player.
Yeah, now we figured out we can play the game.
Oh, well, I never thought of that. I did football for a week in kindergarten.
Wow, and he was the best on the team.
I was the greatest on the team. I definitely, what didn't happen was after a week, I quit, and I told my parents the reason I wanted to quit was because I didn't like the way that they teach. That did not happen.
You're so woke as a kid, bro. They're not teaching me in a way that I would consider to be aligned with the principles of gentle parenting, so...
I was scared because they were yelling. That was, like, literally it.
You want to know something about me? My dad put me in a swimming class in India, and he's like, this is going to teach you to swim better. And do you know how the coaches would get the kids in the water?
And they'd just throw you in?
Yeah, we'd stand in a line, and they'd launch... And we were, like, 13, so I don't know what the hell they were doing. They had like launches in the water one at a time, and it was like we were all way too big for that to be the way to do that.
That's because you see those videos of them throwing like newborn babies,
yeah,
like to like teach them how to swim.
Nope, just whoosh.
And they'll throw them in, and they'll be like,
that's also a hilarious concept.
Yeah,
don't drown, baby,
baby,
don't drown.
Baby, finger.
They would do that to me. I hated that. They did that at the YMCA. It was horrible.
Evil.
Anyways, this is going to be our... What should we play as our last song?
Do we have enough time to play? I mean, we have enough time to play like a short song, but we got like 3 minutes. We can also just walk out of that.
Dude, yeah, we're really tired.
The characters are hard.
Took so much out of us.
It is so hard.
I can see why the NFL is, or not the NFL, SNL is like a huge deal. It's like, yeah, that seems exhausting to do that every week, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And just like writing it every week and then acting it like. It's, I mean, we do it on the fly, so I basically we're better than SNL, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Really hard. Really hard. A lot of them, you know, you can see are just pretty impossible to follow, which I think is great.
If we had a camera, though, I bet we could do some stuff.
Happy Dudes, Angsty Tunes next season, ? Camera?
Anyways, Tired Dudes, like completely random tunes.
Yeah,
are
Sleep Tight tunes.
Yeah, we're leaving. Okay, love you. Bye.
All right.
I'm just here from outside. I've been out all alone in the cold night and in the shopping center at midnight. I've been out all by myself in the moonlight, so I'm cold, but I can dance.